Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Talk some Falcons with him ahead of the Falcons and Cardinals game on Sunday afternoon right here on the radio station. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for that. And shout out to Brianna in
Brianna,
Stockbridge.
What up, B?
Not only was she caller 4 and she's winning the Gladiators tickets as well as a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Buck scratcher, she won it by not changing the channel during the commercial.
Way to go, B!
She won it in a live read. Never done that before. Maybe we'll start doing that.
Good job.
You never know. We got a lot of live reads going.
Yeah, man.
You might stick around and then get a prize because of it. So
great
don't
job.
Basically, the rule is this. Don't ever change the radio station.
Yes.
Between 11 to 2.
Yes.
And otherwise, too. But, like, specifically between 11 to 2, really never change the radio station. Turn it up loud and tell all your friends about it.
Congratulations.
That's what we're asking. And congratulations to Brianna.
Yeah, man. I know we were talking there in the break because, I mean, it's a big weekend of football. But the fight is this weekend. And so here's some of the – there's 8 rounds, Andy. 8 3-minute rounds.
Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua.
Yes, it's usually 12, but it's 8 3-minute rounds. 10-ounce gloves is a big deal.
Those are small gloves.
Yes. And if they're 10-ounce, then Anthony Joshua will beat his ass in any ounce glove. But Anthony Joshua would knock his ass out. All right. I know there's been – I saw Anthony Joshua come out. Because the 10-ounce is what heavyweights use anyway. But Jake Paul has made his opponents use bigger And so to be regulation like that, see, Anthony Joshua cannot weigh more than 245 at the weigh-in, which is crazy because, you know, he's not – that big anyway. You know, Joshua's not 230, something like that. But he's a premier heavyweight fighter whose next fight is going to be Tyson Fury. Ain't no way in the hell he's losing this fight. Ain't no way in the hell he's going to carry Jake Paul because who's the guy I'm thinking of? Abe Francis.
Ngannou.
Like, I thought Francis should have won the Tyson Fury fight because I don't think Tyson Fury took it serious. And he was not. He went against Joshua, and Joshua
is one of the worst knockouts of the year.
It
was one of the worst knockouts.
I mean, he hit him so damn hard. He was out cold.
Wow.
And so, if he goes in there with that approach, Jake Paul should not make it out of round one.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, you were telling me all that during the break. I brought it up because I see the video of the weigh-in. He's got like 8 inches on him.
Yes, he's very big.
He's huge.
He's very
compared to this guy.
He's a very big man.
And then all the other stuff that you talk about, world class fighter, and all the guys he's fought and all that. And I didn't realize he had that big matchup with Fury coming up.
They've been trying to make this fight happen for years.
So you can't lose to this guy in the lead up to that and promote it properly.
No.
You got to beat this guy.
Got to beat his ass.
Yeah,
got to beat his ass. Now I would think it would be only.
Come on, Joshua.
It would be one of the things where Jake Paul might be going to the. Ow, I broke my hand on his hip or something, so I can't continue or some crap like that. But if it's a straight up and down fight, Anthony Joshua would knock his ass out of it.
Do it for Nate.
He should.
Do it for Nate.
Yeah. He should not. Do it for Nate.
Do it for Nate. Nate made some redemption.
Okay.
Right?
What was that? Oh, my God. What was that? Well, I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It's drawn a blank. Who was the one with the laughing weasels? Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay.
And you remember how the soul came up out of him? Stop that laughing! remember when the soul came out of him?
Oh, yeah.
That's what should happen.
Man, I haven't seen
that
movie in a long time.
That's what should happen.
Real crush on Jessica Rabbit.
Dude, who didn't? Did you see them hips?
I know.
Childbearing hips. Pop, go to weasel because the weasel go pop.
Amen. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's kind of like you got to earn your way. You know, that's why, you know, people would talk to me when I went to Minnesota about, oh, you got a fully guaranteed deal. And I'm like, well, it's kind of how the NFL works, right? I mean, if it's not guaranteed, then it's not guaranteed. So, you know, that's why back in 2018 we tried to negotiate the deal we did, because you understood that that's how NFL contracts work.
Yeah, we knew that's Kirk Cousins yesterday being asked about next year and all that. And we knew what it was when the contract was signed and the details came out. It was a 2-year, $100 million contract.
Right.
If he was on the team in year three, it was going to be for a renegotiated or an extension or
right.
something like that.
Right. Right.
Obviously, that was without knowing how it was going to go. That Correct. Would have required him to play high-level playoff caliber football, which has not happened. And a lot of other stuff has happened since then, too. But yeah, there was never any way Kirk Cousins was going to play year three of this contract.
No.
He might be a Falcon year three in a different scenario.
Correct.
But given the way that it's gone, I don't think he'll be that either now. But yeah, it was a 2-year, $100 million contract, and it was, you know, the 180 and all that stuff. That's for agents. That's for agents to brag.
Yes.
And biggest free agent contract of all time and all that stuff. And
damn, 3%, boy.
Yeah.
3%.
He gets 3% of 180, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll get, it's not after tax.
Yeah. Not a 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets 3% of 180.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Pre-tax. That's about $6 million.
Yeah. And that's his only client. So think about all of the. Yeah. But anyways, I mean, no, I don't think Kirk Cousins is coming back. I think that in a situation, and we mentioned this the other day, I think Michael Penix will be ready for the season. Now, who's going to be the decision maker? I don't know.
I have
let me hear it, Bunk.
I have a report.
Okay.
This is courtesy of Josina Anderson, who's one of the NFL insiders. She's one of them.
Oh, Abe's mad.
Not to Abe.
Abe's mad.
Abe's anti-Josina? Wow.
Oh,
she's
okay.
So nice. Anyway, this is from Josina Anderson. I'm told there's been recent interest expressed, at the very least, in speaking with Bill Belichick on exploratory basis for two teams per league source. My understanding is Belichick has upper-level personnel still fond of him in New York, Cleveland, and Atlanta.
I can see this right here. I can see the Browns and the Giants. Ties. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
ties.
Ties.
I don't see it here in Atlanta. And the only reason I don't see it here in Atlanta is because if I take that back. Remember, we were making a joke, but now that we're taking it a little bit more serious, like, I think Mr. Blank makes the decision, right? And we were talking about what? Rich McKay. But remember, I said, is there somebody else? That's some other guy. Is there somebody else guy? Might be the guy who makes this decision or helps Arthur Blank make the decision.
The Shadow Man?
The Shadow Man.
Okay.
I would not put any stock in the Bill Belichick to Atlanta.
No, I wouldn't either, because if it was going to happen, it could have.
It could have happened.
They interviewed
exactly.
Him
it could have happened.
On the yacht.
Yeah. I know how the Mara family feels, and everybody knows how they feel and how Bill feels about that family as far as the Giants. Now, Mr. Mara is having some health issues now. We understand that, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if that's going to be the guy. Cleveland, who damn knows?
Who knows?
Who knows with D&M?
Yeah, I mean, and from their perspective, why the hell not?
Why the hell not?
But also, I mean, that's not that different than this perspective.
Yes.
But
I know this.
He's
Bill,
got ties
Bill,
to the,
Bill,
the organization.
Bill wants to be in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Bill does
no,
not
no
want
doubt.
To be.
No doubt.
Bill does not want to be in college. He wants to be in the NFL.
And I don't think that anything that's happened in the last year, both with North Carolina and off the field, has helped with a lot of organizations. Like, I don't think organizations that weren't interested 2 years ago have suddenly become interested.
Right.
I think the organizations that were and the places where he has ties and history
yes.
and friendships and all that
yes.
kind of stuff, they probably would say, well, we don't really care what's happened at North Carolina.
Yeah.
We've seen what the guy did in the NFL
yes.
for the previous 30
yes.
years, and we think that guy would come work for our organization. But, yeah, the Atlanta one just doesn't make any sense
no.
because if you were going to do it, you could have done it. Now, yeah. maybe if you wanted to do it, and from what we understand, there was some people that did and some people that didn't.
Who did?
And the people, I don't know, but there was a room of people that
yeah,
were talking
that's my,
about
that's
it.
My thing was, who wanted Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's just say there's a group of eight.
Okay.
And a couple of them did. Most of them didn't. There's a conversation about
all right.
it.
All right.
And the people that didn't won out. Well, the people that won out got this, which is not good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that won wanted this. They wanted to win, but
yeah.
they wanted this regime.
Mm-hmm.
This regime's now going to miss the playoffs for two straight years and sucks.
Yes.
So, all right, if I'm on the other side, I'm like, well, you guys were so smart a couple years ago.
Right.
Maybe you should have listened to us. Maybe we should have had him. The fun thing about how bad the Falcons are and how quickly they're bad is sometimes they get to do both things. They get to, when they make a mistake with the thing they did, they can go back and try to do the other thing that they also wanted to do back then and then see how that worked. It's a fun thing about being in the coaching cycle every 3 years. You just get to try all of them. It's not fun, actually.
Not fun at all.
It's not fun at all. Yeah, I mean, look, there was a section of Falcons fans that wanted that a couple years ago. Section of Falcons fans that wanted this, wanted that, whatever. But we got the Raheem thing, and it hasn't gone great. And maybe now the people that wanted Belichick can get him. No, I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I was like, uh-uh. I said this about a month ago. I don't know who, for the people that want to ask the question, who do I want as a head coach of Falcons? Somebody's going to win. I don't really care. I don't really care. If it's Bill and he comes in here and wins, I don't care, man. Because I don't believe. No, I hate saying it like that because I'm like, that's not necessarily true. But I don't know who the Falcons would have hired that would have made this any better.
The last couple years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like a lot of these games came down to one or two crucial decision mistakes on field, some off.
I think more on.
Yeah, more on.
I think more on.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, Rodden did some stuff, but I think more than anything, it's been on the field, player not making the play is the reason this team is where it is, more than Rod's bad calls. Or him not taking a timeout here or something like that. It's more of the physical part about it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of why this team is where they are. You can say, you can call out a couple of things like, why the hell did you not kick the ball into the end zone or the one?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Or a timeout here, timeout. But for the most part, in my opinion, it's the freaking players.
Even if you had whoever the greatest coach of all time is at the peak of his powers, who's that? Bill Belichick?
Okay.
2004?
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you want to say. Whoever you think it is.
Okay.
This team is winning 10 games at best.
Yep.
9, 10.
Vegas, not a great roster. Vegas had them at 8.
Yeah.
And we said this because this is the thing about it. We said, can they win two games they're not supposed to win? No. In this situation, this team is, can they lose? Can they not lose two games they have no business losing?
Right. And the answer to that has been no. And they definitely can't win games they're not supposed to win. Although the Bills game definitely looks like a game that they weren't supposed to win.
Like,
but they screwed that up by losing four games that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But again, even with Vince Lombardi, I don't know if he's
what
winning.
What the hell's going on?
He's winning
11
games
here
with these guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, brother. What do you mean? Hey, Chase, the chase for the college football championship starts tomorrow night, and there's no place better than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We have a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 11. It'll be me and Andy from 11 to 2, followed by Dukes and Bell from 2 to 6. That's tomorrow at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And also the Myrtle Beach Bowl, which Kennesaw State will be playing in, starts at 11. So come hang out with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Shots are on you guys, so just make sure you follow through. Again, a doubleheader, me and Andy, followed by Dukes and Bell at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
That'll be played on that turquoise field, right?
Myrtle Beach Bowl? Is that Coastal?
Coastal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'll be fun to watch. All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us next. We'll talk more Falcons with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.